Now, you use the word revising, so I tell them, and we've seen it sometimes we walk in the hall here and we see a door and it says somebody is a revisor. Tell us what that means.
Okay, so basically in the language services section, we have translators. They do only translation. Mm-hmm. We have translator interpreters. They do both. Their main task is to interpret, but they can translate as well.
So then translating would mean from written?
Translation is written.
Okay.
Only.
And interpreting is oral. Okay.
But we have people who can do both, translation and interpretation. Then we have revisers. Okay. Revisers are people who, when a translation is presented to them, like I have done a translation, it has to be revised. These are people who, when they produce a text, it can be certified. We know that there's no mistake, there's no problem, we can certify. But translators, when they translate, it has to be revised by revisers. Somebody goes behind the translation, takes the original text and the translation. I showed you a sample the other day.
Yes.
To see that the ideas, the meaning, the form, everything, the idiomatic language, presentation, references, every single thing has been properly, you know, is properly done in the text. It's only when the text is revised that the section will certify it and it will become of public consumption.
Okay, it becomes official.
Official, yes. And okay. it on the, you know, it will mark certified by the LSS. Okay. And it can be used.
Now today...
Because sometimes if the translation is not revised, it comes out as a draft. And we put draft on it, yeah.
Okay. Today, how many staff, how many people approximately are interpreters, transcribers, and revisers? Those are the three categories. Mm-hmm.
We have 17 French interpreters, that is from English into French. Including myself and the chief interpreters, that's 19, because mm-hmm. I'm basically an interpreter. And we have 11 French translators, 6 English translators, mm-hmm. 4 French revisers, 3 English revisers, and 3 Kinyarwanda revisers, 12 Kinyarwanda interpreters and 6 Kinyarwanda translators.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's grown a fair bit.
Yeah. We're a team of 123.
Your whole staff is?
All staff, because I have a unit in Kigali with 9 people and a unit in The Hague with 4 people.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you're the administrative head of all three branches, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, okay. We have units. We have the translation unit, the French translation unit, the English translation unit, and the Kinyarwanda translation unit, then the interpretation unit, then the docs control, the document control unit, where we have a document assistant, a control assistant, reference assistant, proofreaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so document control, explain to me what that
means. The document control assistant is the one that receives all documents that come in, mm-hmm. distributes them for translation, and make sure that they are translated and send them back to whoever asks for the translation to be done. The reference assistant is the one that when the assistant docs control receives the document, it gives it to the reference assistant. She goes on the database, on all the software that we have, Trim, etc., and looks for all the references that will be useful for the text to be translated, because she needs to send these references to the translator, because the translator does not have to look for the references, like the footnotes, if it's referring to a judgment that was delivered in Papua New Guinea, for example. It's the job of the reference assistant to go and look for that text and send it, you know, electronically to the translator so that the translator can translate. Then the proofreader. The translation is done. The reviser has revised. The typist, because we have a pool of secretaries, the secretary has, you know, inserted all the correction that were done by the revisers. Now it goes to the proofreader. She is in charge of the presentation, the commas, the semicolon, as everything will be presented, because we have a UN book on the way text has to be presented. She checks as well grammatical errors, the typos, every single thing that will make the text to be clean and usable. That's the job of the proofreader.
Okay. Mm-hmm.